Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. Six men, including a woman's former husband, have been charged with more than 60 sexual offences against her. Prosecutors say 49-year-old Philip Young is accused of drugging and raping his ex Joanne over a 13-year period. They'll all appear in court in Swindon tomorrow. Our reporter Molly Malone has a statement from the officer leading the investigation.
He said the victim in this case, Joanne, has taken the decision to waive her automatic legal right to anonymity. She's been supported by specially trained officers from the beginning of the process, and she has made the decision following multiple discussions with officers and support services.
Chris Rea, the singer-songwriter best known for Driving Home for Christmas, has died at the age of 74. In a statement, his family say he passed away in hospital after a short illness. Rea had two number one albums in the 80s and 90s. Music journalist Matt Charlton says it's particularly poignant that she should die this week.
It seemed to happen so much this time of year with people that are associated with Christmas too. Like, we lost George Michael on Christmas Day 2016. It's got this weird resonance about it.
A huge sinkhole's drained a canal and swallowed narrow boats in Shropshire. A major incident's been declared in Whitchurch, where 10 people were rescued. Hundreds of people have lined the streets in Manchester to say goodbye to Stone Roses bassist Gary Manny Mountfield. His funeral cortege was decorated in artwork from the group's first album. Sir David Beckham and Liam Gallagher attended the service. A Russian general's been killed by a car bomb in Moscow. Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov's the third senior military officer to die this year. Investigators say Ukraine may be behind the attack. And firms are competing to be the first to introduce driverless taxis next year. Uber and Lyft both plan to launch trials in London in separate partnerships with Chinese tech giant Baidu. That's the latest. I'm Fade.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A man has pleaded not guilty to murder on an estate in Rhyd y Felyn. Liam Walford died following an early morning disturbance on Poets Close in September. Jake Staples, who's 24, will go on trial at Cardiff Crown Court in March. Three people denied charges of attempted murder and violent disorder. The mother of a Cardiff man left paralysed says someone knows who destroyed his life. Leon Adams needed round-the-clock care after he was attacked at Grangetown railway station in 2002. Police say new information has come to light since his death nearly a year ago. A £20,000 reward is on offer as part of a fresh appeal to find his attackers. Two men have been questioned following a chase on the A48 Cowbridge bypass earlier this month. It ended when a silver BMW car hit a roundabout on the outskirts of town. Detectives said the vehicle had been driven dangerously and they're appealing for any witnesses to come forward. No further action will be taken against one of the men arrested. And two schools from the Vale are hoping to win a prestigious Welsh carol competition. That's the choir from Ysgol Bro Morgannwg Gimbawi, who have reached the final of S4C's Carol Yr Oel, along with Ysgol Ioro Morgannwg from Cowbridge. The winners will be announced on Christmas Eve. In sport, Cardiff Devils signed off for Christmas with a 3-1 win over Manchester Storm. Two goals for Josh McDonald helped them to maintain third spot in the Elite League table. The Devils return to action on Boxing Day when they face Coventry Blaze at the Vindico Arena.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as the advent calendar windows are getting smaller, it's that festive time of sport around the Vale. And I think for most people who like sport, we can sit down, get all the festivities for ourselves, but watch all the sport in action. And I'm going to let you know what sport in action is taking place around the Vale of Glamorgan here at Bro Radio. Your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on with the domestic rugby around the Vale. And Barry earned a much needed 26-21 win over Llanharan to boost their Division 1 survival hopes in the Admiral League. Despite being injury hit and illness hit, the Bombers delivered a welcome performance against their promotion chasing rivals at the Reservoir Field, gaining revenge for a defeat in the season opener and moving out of the relegation places. Will Humphreys was back from university and landed three penalties, with Victor Corahans back from Cross Keys to help out with the injury situation, scoring one of Barry's three tries. After a week of rain, head coach Mike Morgan feared the conditions might dictate how the game went, but both sides shrugged off the challenge of a pitch that was heavy underfoot to play some entertaining and open rugby. Barry dominated the game in the set piece, with lineouts and mauls proving highly effective as Alan Evans claimed a try. And with the score at 19-14, Barry opted for a scrum rather than a kick when Llanharan were penalised in front of the posts. A further infringement resulted in a penalty try. But the Bombers now have a weekend off before the season resumes in January, with Barry facing five games on the bounce, when hopefully several injured players will be back. A demanding crucial month starts with a Vale derby away to Penarth on January the 3rd. Elsewhere, Penarth's game against Abercullen, which would have been their first since the club fire, that was postponed, leaving the Bears second in the table behind new leaders St Albans going into 2026. Penarth do visit Old Penarthians for their annual Boxing Day derby at the Richmond Thomas Trophy, and that's taking place at Courtaville Playing Fields. Cowbridge returned to Division 2 action with a narrow 29-25 defeat at Cardiff Quins, while in Division 3 Dinas Powys beat Canton 19-0 for their first win under new coach John Diamond. And Llantwit Major, they slipped to back-to-back defeats, going down 14-8 at home to Llantrisand. Opernathians Division 5 game against Cardiff Saracens and Whitchurch versus Surrey Sport in Division 6 were both postponed. So that's up to date with what's been going on in the Vale when it comes to domestic rugby. And that means now that apart from the Opernath and the Opernathians annual Boxing Day game, domestic rugby in the Vale will now return in 2026. We're hoping that the Vale teams can kick on for the second part of the season. But up next on Vale, we'll be bringing you up to date with what's going on with the football around the Vale here at Vale Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2. Ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 a'r heol yr orsaf.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
2012 flooring, we come to you. And now we've got a showroom in Barry and it's new.
Wonder if they do a free measuring service.
Yes, we do.
And uplift and remove old flooring and move furniture.
We sure do.
So, where are you?
At Barry Enterprise Park, Unit 2. Just off Cardiff Road in Surrey View.
Lucky that rhymed.
We're 2012 flooring, for fitting what we do. Visit our new showroom or welcome to you.
No matter the weather, get a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride. Grind on, have to sweat and buy it.
sing a song, sixpence for his sake, and drink a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And just a little bit of information of what's been going on with Barry Town in the Welsh Cup. So they beat Gresford to progress through to the quarterfinals, and they've been drawn away to CPD Rhyl in the quarterfinals. So Steve Jenkins' men, they eased their way into the last eight after that 4-0 home win against Gresford, and their reward is a trip to North to face the Cymru North club in the end of January. They were once a dominant force in the Cymru Premier, winning two league titles in 2004 and 2009 before the original Rhyl FC dropped out of the top flight and eventually went out of business amid the COVID pandemic of 2020. But Rhyl 1879, who continue to play at Bellevue, were promoted to their second tier last season after being crowned Ardil North West champions. And coincidentally, Kyrie Ely, the only other South Wales team left in this season's cup, will also go north, and they will face another Phoenix club, Bangor City 1876. The Young Guns reached the quarterfinals for the second season running following their 2-1 win over Cymru North leaders Llandudno at the weekend. Their next cup opponents formed as a breakaway club in 2019, currently ply their trade in the third tier of the Ardil League following relegation from the Cymru North last season. And the other ties include All Cymru Premier clash with Carnarvon Town and Colwyn Bay. Well, Flint, who knocked out Penobont, will entertain another third tier club, Tudor Bay. And all them ties will be played on the 30th of January or the 1st of February. And then the quarterfinal draw, that was made live last Monday there. What else is going on in the football? So there's not been much football action this week, but we all know that all the bank holiday fixtures take place. So there's lots going on. So Barry Town play on Boxing Day, and they're at home to rivals Cardiff Met, and that's always a good game there. Llantwit Major, who also they haven't had a game, they are at away to Cardiff Draconians on Boxing Day. Kyra Ely were in action in the Cymru South on Saturday, and they were at home to Aberystwyth, and they won that game 1-0, and that was a Daniel Griffiths with the only goal in that match. So that means Kyra Ely are currently fourth in the league, but they've got a Boxing Day game away at Trevelin. And in the other leagues, Dinas Powys, Ely Rangers and Cardiff Airport, they've all got a bit of time off over the festive period, and their leagues and football campaigns, they all resume now in the new year. So there's lots of action getting ready for in the Boxing Day fixtures, and I'm sure that that's the same across the Vale there, and the rest of us can sort of have a bit of time off and we can get ourselves ready for all the festivities. There's still people having to take part in sport, and it's the Boxing Day fixtures I always think are quite nice as well. It's nice you can go see some live sport with the family, and you might have family down that don't normally see sort of Cymru Premier and Cymru South games, and it's quite nice to get out and watch a little bit of live sport. But up next on Bro Radio, especially with the way the temperature's turned, we're going to have a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. Next up, Bro Radio.
Yeah.
This is your Monday night sports show with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Elite Hockey League, the Devils were in action on Saturday and Sunday. So on Saturday, Mitchell Barnes' overtime goal saw Sheffield Steelers beat the Cardiff Devils 4-3 at home, and that leapfrogged them into second in the Elite League. Barnes scored the first goal of the game after 4 minutes, but the hosts were quickly level through Riley Brand. Robert Dowd restored Sheffield's lead on the power play with under 90 seconds remaining of the first period. Canadian forward Derek Gentile put the Steelers 3-1 up early in the middle period. But a quick-fired Devils double from Jimmy Olinghi and Christoph Kontos saw the Cardiff Devils draw level. A goalless third period saw the game go into overtime, where Barnes scored his second of the contest to give the travelling Sheffield Steelers fans an early Christmas present, and that moved Sheffield into second and dropped Cardiff Devils into third. So that was on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Josh McDonald struck twice as the Devils bounced back from that defeat to beat Manchester Storm 3-1. McDonald opened the scoring for the visitors with the only goal of the opening period. And after a goalless second period, the Storm hit back with the third, with Brady Gilmore finding the net. But Cohen Ostrzewski restored the Devils' narrow lead, and McDonald added a third as the clock ticked down. And the Devils are again in action now on Boxing Day, where they host the Coventry Blaze, and that's a 4 p.m. kickoff. So what's that done to the table? So it's actually really quite exciting in the Elite Hockey League standings. So first, second and third all have 34 points. So the Nottingham Panthers are first, with Sheffield Steelers second, and they've both played 21 games. And then the Devils sit in third, same number of points, but they've played one game more on 22. And the Belfast Giants, they're still in contention there. They're on 27 points in fourth, but they've played 18 games, so they've got 4 games in hand on Cardiff and 3 games in hand on first and second. And then there's a kind of a little bit of a gap in the league then. Glasgow Clan, they're sitting in fifth. They've played 20 games and they're on 22 points. So they've got 2 games in hand over the Devils, but they're 12 points down. So there is a little bit, as we spoke about last week, there's a little bit of a gap opening up now with the top four and the rest of the league. But with ice hockey, as we said, they play so many matches in quick succession that these can very quickly turn around, and you can go on a winning streak of 3 or 4 games in a row and shoot up the league. Similarly, you could lose a couple in a row, and the positions do change around quite quickly. But really, again, another Boxing Day fixture to look out for if that's what you would prefer to go and do as your preferred sport. But they, as I said, this love this time of year. There's sport for everybody, and there's always something to go out and do on there. But it does, they're in a good position, and it's looking bright for 2026 for the Devils there. So that's brought you up to speed with what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Hi, I don't know if you can help me, and I'm probably just wasting your time.
Thank you for calling Vale Domestic Abuse Services. If something feels wrong, if you're feeling scared or trapped, we're here for you.
Well, I'm not allowed my own money, and I'm just so stressed I can't even afford Christmas presents for the kids this year. Every time I ask, an argument just starts, and I just feel so alone.
You're not alone. We'll help you get the support you need.
Last year, Vale Domestic Abuse Services supported over 1,500 women experiencing abuse, harassment or control. Our support is confidential and led by you. Call 01446 744 755. Your first step to safety can start with a call.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and en-suites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online. Bro Radio.
Something beautiful.
For you I bleed myself dry.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And something a little bit different from sport, although still a little bit competitive. Tomorrow night at 7 on Pro Radio, we've got the Vale Quiz of the Year, where yours truly teamed up with Jane from the Afternoons and Celia from Lunchtimes to take part in that quiz, where we pit our wits against other presenters from the Bro Radio presenters family, and it was certainly a good laugh, and I'm sure that many of you would think it's funny, and it'll be a good listen. So that's on tomorrow at 7 p.m. and if you miss it, you can always find it on Catch Up or the Bro Radio app, or you can ask your DAB radio to play it. There's many ways you can get it, but it was entertaining, and I'm not going to give any spoilers away on that. But now back to sport. Is it a sport that I should be talking about around the Vale? Is it a sports team or sports club that you think I should be talking about? Or is it a volunteer at a sports club that does an absolutely fantastic job? Then what you need to do is email me on sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias. You can get in touch with me and tell me all about the sport, the volunteer, or the sports club. Better still, I can invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters, and you can start tell me all about the volunteer or the club, or better still, the sport that you play that you think everybody in the Vale should know all about. But be prepared, I will quiz you about the rules of the sport, to try and find out if there's any grey areas on them rules of the sport, because anyone that knows me knows that that's the first thing that if I'm going to take up a new sport, I have a look at the rules to see whether I'm playing them correctly, and I think that's where I usually end up trying to referee games or umpire them on there. But that's anyone who knows me knows that's the type of questions that I will be asking you. But let people of the Vale know all about the sport here at Pro Radio.
I need to be myself.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And as we're closing in on the end of another show, next Monday's show is going to be a little bit different, as what we're going to be doing is bringing you not only the results from all the Boxing Day fixtures, and we're going to be looking forward to all the New Year's fixtures. We're also going to be using the show to have a review of all the big sporting stories that have taken place across the Vale for the whole year, and that will be sort of local grassroots, but we'll also be looking at international sport as well. So the sports show next week is going to be a bit different, and we're on for a bit longer so we can pack in everything that has taken place in the last 12 months of sport across the Vale. But it's only left for me to wish everybody a Happy Christmas. Thank you for listening to the sports show for the past year. And up next, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. We'll be right back. remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
This is
Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Hello, Santa here, enjoying my favourite time of all, December. And there's not long now. As we prepare for the big day, I'll talk to you each day via Santalite from the grotto to update you on how all our preparations are going.
Santa's Daily Updates with Chris Davies Estate Agents. Whether you're thinking of buying, renting or selling in 2026, trust our family to move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
On Bro Radio.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davies Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On The Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davies Estate Agents.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro